Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. 5 days after a mass shooting at a bank in Louisville, yet another shooting in that city. This one has left two people dead and another four injured in hospitals. Deputy Louisville Police Chief Paul Humphrey says they have no suspects.
LMPD officers arrived to find at least two dead people in the park who were deceased from gunshot wounds. Another four were transported by either personal vehicle or by EMS to University of Louisville Hospital.
Officers responding to a call in rural Minnesota are shot. No word yet on their conditions. The latest from WCCO-TV's Derek James.
Three officers have been shot while trying to make an arrest. We've learned an officer from Starbuck and two Pope County deputies were struck by gunfire. It happened while they were responding to a domestic disturbance call in Cyrus. That's about 2.5 hours west of the Twin Cities.
Rallies throughout the country this weekend denouncing that Texas judge's ruling that an abortion drug around for decades was not carefully vetted. The Supreme Court has put a hold on the ruling but could decide something in the coming days. KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen at one of those rallies held in Los Angeles.
LA Mayor Karen Bass introduced Vice President Kamala Harris to a crowd of about 200 during a rally, similar to those taking place at major cities across the country on Saturday.
You can gauge the strength of a democracy based on the strength of women in that democracy.
After seeing record snow this winter, some western states are now concerned about what will happen when it all melts come spring. Correspondent Elise Preston has that.
In Utah, which saw historic snow levels, residents are bracing for more flooding after a series of avalanches, mudslides, and sinkholes. The rush of water is helping reverse dire predictions for Utah's Great Salt Lake. The country's largest saltwater lake is rapidly rising after reaching a historic low in November.
Phantom of the Opera will close after its final show today. CBS's Elaine Quijano is at the Broadway Theater.
In its 35-year New York run, Phantom sold some 20 million tickets, earning more than $1 billion. But when the pandemic shut Broadway down, the show never fully recovered. After its reopening in 2021, ticket sales waned. That, along with rising production costs, prompted the producers to announce its closure. Ever since, fans have flocked to shows.
The U.S. Coast Guard and the Mexican Navy say they are searching for three American sailors who were last heard from on April 4th near Mazatlan, Mexico. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me. As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees. And the clock beats midnight and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied. Our hearts again. I'm tired on this climate of fading out my
music with Bad Year from their latest album, Faded Memories. That was Charcoal Black. Killing Me before that. You can see Bad Year on Friday, May 19th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee with the Doubters and the Keystones. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state on your favorite FM Civic Media station or on the Civic Media app. Get that right now at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Wizard Hammer joining us. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. They're part of Bombastica 2023, happening here in Madison. Is 27 years of Maximum Inc. Happens Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer are playing live that night after 9 o'clock. From 6 to 9 o'clock, Rocker Terry Barr and my buddy E-Dub. We're going to be live on the radio, broadcasting live from the Wisco. I can't wait. Hope you're there. Saturday, April 15th. The show starts at 6 o'clock. Come on down and join us at the Wisco. It's Bombastica 2023. All right, Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30 tonight. We got music on the way from Common Threads, I Am Dragon, courtesy of Tim just around the corner. Let's do the Keystones right now. It's their song WLVS on WMDX and MIR. So many things to say.
Sleep under a sky full of skulls with a smile and no teeth. No, she
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Without you, I feel so alone. Every day. it's over. For all the things that we're gonna do. Me and you.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That's Common Threads and Afterthought. They were Blink 182 last night at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll Tribute to Punk. Did you go? From all accounts, it was a pretty kick-ass show. Lockjaw before that with Annie of Love. That's their latest single. They have a show coming up in Kansasville, Wisconsin. That's in the southeast part of the state. Friday, April 21st with Unlikely Souls and Benjamin Trick. And we heard some courtesy of Tim in that block too, American Travesty. They're playing at the Crucible here in Madison on Sunday, April 16th with Keep Flying. They're out of the New York, Jersey, Philly area. Also the Up and Up, Calamity, and Man Alive. Man Alive. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here on Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We have Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online, too, at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, there's sales, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison, or check them out online at ForwardCraft.com. Like I said, Wizard Hammer is just around the corner. We'll have a chat with those guys. I've got music on the way from Joe Price and The Cost. Watch out for that one. And also brand new music from Looks Can Kill. Right now, let's flashback to 2013 and hear some I Am Dragon. This is Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
This is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
what's best for me, no. Go around hating on your friends, that can't be good for your health. Where does it get you in the end? I'm gonna be me, I'll be no one else. I don't really wanna act like you, being unique is common wealth. You don't really wanna be me too, don't be afraid to be yourself. No.
That's your life, man.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer.
Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings.
And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are on the scene of a second mass shooting in less than a week. Authorities say they're looking for whoever shot into a crowd of hundreds at a park, killing two people and injuring four others. Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey.
I want to speak directly to whoever the shooter is. Turn yourself in. The best thing for you to do is to turn yourself in. We know that this will not end well. The best case scenario is for you to turn yourself in.
Hundreds of abortion rights supporters marched in downtown Los Angeles denouncing the Texas judge's ruling that the drug mifepristone, approved for terminating pregnancies 23 years ago, was not carefully vetted. Among those there, Vice President Harris.
When you attack the rights of women in America, you are attacking America.
The lights will fade on this Broadway show tonight. Phantom of the Opera will take its final bow after 35 years. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Zeke Heavy, that is Wizard Hammer and Sonic Doom. Before that, Rocker, we heard some Realm, Endless War, and you had me play that song specifically for our next guest.
Jimmy, Wizard Hammer is one of Milwaukee's more mysterious metal bands, fronted by the legendary vocals of Realm and Whammy Hall of Famer Doug Parker. Wizard Hammer is chock full of scene veterans, including Damian Crist, the former drummer of Living Several Deaths. Wizard Hammer has several upcoming shows around the state, including April 15th at the Wisco in Madison for Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc's 27-year anniversary party. On the phone with us right now is drummer Damian Crist. Damian, welcome to Max Inc Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Damian, for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little backstory. Who is Wizard Hammer?
Well, basically we kind of got together and spawned, as a lot of great bands do, heck, worldwide, not only in Milwaukee, but from other bands, remnants of other bands. The original bass player, who has now left us, and we replaced him with a new bass wizard, was in a band Living Several Deaths with me for many years, about a decade, playing Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Green Bay areas. And we were looking for something else, and we found guitarist Aaron Baker, our next my bass player did, and I joined up with him, and and a couple months later Wizard Hammer was formed, and we started out as a three-piece, just the three of us doing what we did. And as we started getting a little bit more complex music, we sought out Doug Parker, and original vocalist from Realm back in the day, played the first ever Metal Fest in Milwaukee, which is a great piece of history since it's coming back this year. Yeah. And now that's who we are. We have a new bass player that we added, JP Allen, our new bass wizard. We're very excited about that. Sorry to see our last guy go. He was a great friend and great bass player and big shoes to fill. But we go on nonetheless.
Now, the band features some veteran Milwaukee scenesters, but tell us about vocalist Doug Parker and what his experience with Realm lends to the band.
Well, back in the day, I'm a transplant from Chicago, so I wasn't in the scene when Realm was around. But what he brings to the table, and I've heard Realm, and they're a great band, what he brings to the table is some great lyrical ability as far as songwriting goes. I'm really happy with the lyrics he's coming up with some of our songs. We have a song called Lord of the Dragon, or Lord of the Dragons, which... he co-wrote with Aaron Baker, and the lyrics are just great, spot on. And, that old school metal voice, that's what he brings to the table on stage and even in recording, and I think that would be it, and just many, many years of singing in the scene.
Wizard Hammer is playing Madison on April 15th at the Wisco, along with Iron Plow and Carbellion. What can you tell us about your upcoming visit to the Mad City for Max Inc's birthday?
Well, other than being stoked about being selected to perform on this and happy to be coming back to Madison, it's been a while since we've been up that way. I hear that these bands are long time, great, great bands. I listen to a lot of their music, and especially as of recent. I guess not too much to say, other than we're happy to be up there. We're happy to be back in the Madison scene and looking to do a little bit more around town.
We're definitely happy to have you part of Bomb Blastica. Once again, Bomb Blastica happening at the Wisco here in Madison. It's Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. I think the Wisco's going to be a perfect place to see Wizard Hammer because of the heavy guitar and the heavy metal you all bring. It's going to be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, I've played the Wisco a handful of times with my former band, Living Several Deaths, and always had a great time when we went there. Great experience. Love how the room kind of winds around and have like a, I don't know how you'd kind of describe it, like a shotgun hall. The sound is great in there. I can't wait.
Another thing that's coming up in your calendar, you're playing Stonefest in Appleton. That's in April, on April 22nd. tell us quick about Stonefest.
Well, the amount of years that it's been going on, I don't exactly know off the top of my head. It's a long time running show hosted and started by the band Headstone who are, gosh, 20, maybe maybe coming up sometime this year, even 21-year veterans of the Appleton, Green Bay kind of scene. Heck, you know, all of Wisconsin. And they've been doing this for some years, and proceeds of it go to benefits and charities. And if I remember correctly, they kind of switch, you know, who it benefits. I may be wrong on that, but it's a really great show. A great handful of bands are playing it, including Headstone themselves.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I want to say this is, I think the second, maybe third one that we've been involved in. Probably the second.
Sounds like a good time.
Of always a great time.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, May Bash. You're playing on the 27th up in Ryle, Wisconsin. May Bash. What else can you say about May Bash other than May Bash, you know?
Oh, man. Just amazing people. Amazing time. This has been running, gosh, I want to say since...
It's been
probably the late 80s, I heard
years
from these guys.
Yeah. Good times for
at
sure.
At least.
Right.
It was longer. Oh, my goodness. Just the people we've met out there have been great. The experience is great. We've played that, you know, gosh, back in Living Several Deaths. That's when we started there with them. And we've been invited back every year. And then the transition to Wizard Hammer. You know, we just build great relationships with these people that run it. A lot of the other bands that play it. You know, you got a weekend full of music, 20 plus bands or so, and camping all weekend, donation-based camping, I believe they asked for, a $20 donation this year, might have went up to 25, you know, a lot of stuff.
It's worth every...
the main COVID times that are recent.
Right. It's worth every penny. Hey, man, we're out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much for calling into the show tonight, Chris. We really appreciate it. And thank you to Wizard Hammer for playing Bomb Blastica.
Hey, you got it. Anytime, we're there. And, you know, just tell everyone that they can look us up on Facebook. That's probably the best way to keep up with Wizard Hammer.
Excellent. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, it's Wizard Hammer, Lord of Dragons on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
That's all they need.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street. Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m.
then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.